Nicole Patterson McKinnon is a financial educator, founder of the moneymentorway.com. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're speaking to you because we read on page 3 of the Herald Sun that families who are struggling to meet back-to-school expenses are using buy now, pay later schemes such as Afterpay. They have the advantage of us. We have never heard of it. What is Afterpay, Nicole?
Well, Afterpay is a scheme that's been around since 2014. It was the first one of these schemes, but there's actually quite a few of them now. It is spreading like wildfire. Once you start paying attention, the signs are up in so many shops now. It's scary. And that wildfire term I use deliberately because it really is like playing with fire. It's kind of lay-by in reverse, where you get to take the goods home, you bag them straight away, take them home, and you have to pay for them over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, presumably you are paying a higher price than the person who goes and pays in full to in order to take them home.
Well, that's really interesting because, in fact, you're not. But this is sort of the danger in a way as well, because it means that these types of schemes are unregulated because they're not, in effect, charging you interest. So how it happens is that the retailers pay, the talk is it's 4% to Afterpay to use their facilities. But the problem is that as a consumer, you have to supply a debit card or a credit card. And, of course, if you've Afterpaid and Afterpaid and Afterpaid, you've overcommitted. You don't have the money coming in from your wage. And then in 8 weeks' time, that short-term debt might be converted to long-term credit card debt at 18%. And that's where
the reason they ask for a debit card or a credit card is that they can continue to charge you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you do have late fee, if you do make the payments late, there are fees of $10 and then $7 each week. So there's also that consideration if you use a debit card.
Does that not make them a credit provider?
Well, you would think so, right? And certainly that's a moot point. I've been really concerned about these schemes. And the growth of them, it's just phenomenal. Of course, at this time of year, like we know people flash the plastic 11% more in December. The Christmas Freedom Date that I've calculated is way up to Easter nowadays from that credit card debt from Christmas. And then you got back to school on top, the uniforms, the technology. People are struggling and, you know, you need to think about this stuff in advance, unfortunately. Otherwise, this buy now, pay later can be such a trap.
Nicole, how does this differ from the old-fashioned hire purchase, where you get the goods and you pay them off?
Look, hire purchase is really on the nose as well, if you think about it. The amount you can end up paying on hire purchase is absolutely phenomenal, and I know the federal government is looking at that. It's a little better, I suppose, because you do have that 6 to 8 weeks. But then you get that sort of danger, that sting in the tail of converting it to long-term credit card debt. And we know that those rates are just, eye-watering.
Sounds like exactly the sort of thing that you'd warn your children not to use.
Oh, absolutely. Like, lay-by has... This is sort of nasty lay-by, you know? Lay-by, you have to wait. And it's this really caters to our instant gratification need. And the money in Afterpay becomes an afterthought. And that's really kind of conducive to spending more. So there's all kinds of worries about this, unless you are such a disciplined person. And at this time of year, with so many demands on household finances, it's really difficult to be.
Good on you, Nicole.
So it's the instant gratification.